Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Monday. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, motorcycle, boat, whatever it may be. They'll make sure you're fully insured, get you the best price, save you money where they can, all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Dennis Dodd in a few moments, but now to properly set the tone for the week, we now go to the purveyor of hate.
Well, I'm going to start the week with a question. And, Steve, I'm curious to hear your answer, too. When did the NBA become middle school basketball?
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Well, apparently it's a thing now to hit each other in the junk.
Oh, well, that's...
I mean, compared to what happened with James Harden, even though I didn't think it was an offense enough to eject him, but at least maybe an offensive foul, if that, to what happened...
If that, it was an offensive foul.
Yeah.
I don't care if he hit him in the stomach, it's an offensive foul.
To what happened with Embiid, well, what almost happened with Embiid, I should say, to now what happened with Dylan Brooks blatantly going there with LeBron James. I mean, what are we doing here? This has been a great playoff for the NBA. It's been very entertaining. But what are we talking about? We're talking about hitting each other in the groin. I mean, what are we doing here, NBA? Adam Silver usually is a guy that will lay the hammer down right away, and other than doing it to Draymond Green, he really hasn't done it. You mean to tell me Dylan Brooks got ejected for doing that kind of act, and he doesn't get at least out of a game suspension? I mean, come on. Lay the hammer down. You can't be having this happen night in and night out. It's totally ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, LeBron, to his credit, has kind of snuffed it off and handled it well, as he should. He's a longtime vet, all-time great. Well, I just don't understand. And then speaking of Draymond Green, after all of his whining and complaining about his one-game suspension, guess what? He comes back the very next game in Game 4, and he gets a double technical. He should be suspended for the rest of the playoffs just for that. You know you got the target on your back for all the other antics you've done. You just came off a one-game suspension when you stomped on a guy's chest, and you still come back and get a double technical? What is wrong with you? Seriously, there is something wrong with this guy. This is just all sorts of craziness in what's otherwise been an entertaining NBA playoffs. I mean, what are we doing here? Let's stop playing like middle school basketball and play like professionals. That'd be nice. Or do I have to start wearing a cup to an NBA game now?
Sure, are emotional today.
I mean, I'm just saying is enough is enough.
Well,
I mean, seriously, you've done college basketball for over four decades now. I'm sure you haven't seen one game where somebody punched somebody in the groin on purpose. Let's call it at that. Maybe it's been accidental every once in a while, similar to what happened with James Harden. But I can't imagine you've seen anybody hit him on purpose. And we're talking about 18 to 22-year-olds. Am I wrong?
Yeah, the only time I ever saw something where it was really intentional, I actually saw a player deck another player at midcourt with one punch.
All right, well, there you go.
It was Barry Munger decking Penn State's Carl Shrabis at midcourt. So
that's pretty sad. Where we've had that happen in the span of a week, we've had three different incidents with this, and you can't even think of one over 40-plus years of covering 18 to 22-year-olds in basketball. I mean, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a little different. I watch hockey. They bang into each other all the time. I don't see that.
Exactly. You don't see in the NFL?
No, you don't. Boy. Well, it's all about emotion. Which is what I admire about you. You keep yours in check every day. All right, we'll come back. Dennis Dodd next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
All right, great to have you with us. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And let's bring in Dennis Dodd from CBS. First of all, how are you? I hope you're doing well.
I am great this draft week, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great this draft week as well. That's always a fun week. I have to ask you about the rule change with the clock. It really was not a surprise. What did you think about the rule change, and then what kind of impact it will have maybe on time of games?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I was expecting a rubber stamp on Friday from the PROP, the Playing Rules Oversight Panel, except there wasn't one. Division III opted out. Their management council voted not to do this. Now, this is becoming a story now, because what I've been able to determine is that Division III is against it because they don't play as long a season, so it doesn't have to do with that as it does, you know, maybe with SBS. They only play nine-game regular seasons, so that's another reason.
Right.
And they're at the point, some of them are at the point where if we're going to save, you know, seven games per play, that's the average being told out there. It's going to save seven plays per game. In a 12-game season, that's 84 plays these players wouldn't get to experience. So we're against it. There's a larger story here because they've gone out on their own with these federated it's called federated. You can make your own rules by division.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself caused a problem because Division III, you've literally got officials and games that work both high school games and Division II. That's asking them to memorize three different sets of rules for those three divisions.
Yeah. What do you think it could mean for FBS along the way in terms of, look, you and I both know TV windows are important.
Yeah.
I mean, how interested are you going to be to see how this fits the TV window? Because, I mean, we can only guess now. But so once we get a couple of weeks in and we get a gauge, how interested are you going to be in terms of what it fits for the TV window?
Well, much too much was made out of that. This wasn't the rationale for this. It was, as I said, health and safety, you know, cutting down on what the stakeholders call exposures per game. They don't call them hits anymore or plays. They call them exposures. In other words, suggest an opportunity to get injured every time you play.
Right, exactly.
So I suspect, you know, the length of games will not be impacted that much. Will they be shorter? Yes. But another reason for the lower divisions not to like it, I mean, in Division II and III, they don't have TV. They don't have commercials. There are games in those divisions that finish in 2.5 hours.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You can see why those. I spoke to the coach at Wilkes this morning. He's on the I think it's Jonathan Dratch. He's on the rules committee.
Yeah.
He put that forward. So it's really interesting. It's more about health and safety, and it's more about, you have to dig down on this. The next time the NCAA gets sued on one of these things, these catastrophic injuries, they can say, "Look, see, we did something." That's what this is about.
Yeah, it's exactly right. We're trying. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
It's always a great word. We're trying.
Yep.
All right.
That's it.
You know, and that's what it comes.
Steve, real quick, that's why they can't go. But as much as controversy there is about targeting, they can't even hint at changing that rule.
That's right.
Because if they do, it suggests they're going backwards, and a lawyer will have a field day in court. You know, here's an organization that, since the 1950s, has, you know, been in charge of medical welfare. Players continue to go to the hospital, and now they're rolling back, you know, the most impactful, the most dangerous play in football. So, no, just for the fans' sake, don't expect that to change at all. It's going to stay like it is.
Exactly. Exactly. It's, you know, again, they want to do everything they can to either keep themselves out of court,
yep,
or to make sure if it does, they have an argument.
Yep. No, I think that's it.
Yeah, and by doing the last 2 minutes of each half, they're trying to preserve maybe a little bit of college football in there, of what's traditional.
Yeah, I mean, and if people want to make the comparison to the NFL, that's fair. That's what they do. You know, the last 2 minutes of each half, that's, I believe that's in there, at least it's going to be in college. But, yeah, and I think that's fair. I mean, I think the clock should be stopped in the last 2 minutes to give teams a chance to manipulate that clock. They have a chance to come back. So, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. Any thoughts on, I don't really, I could care less about the scrimmage, but any thoughts on Deion Sanders getting a full house for the first exposure to Deion Sanders Colorado football?
Yeah, it's great exposure for CU. It's great exposure for the Pac-12. It won't add a dime to the Pac-12's media rights pursuit.
Oh, that's for sure.
But that's okay. I mean, there's not one coach that does that moves the needle there, so it's not a Deion thing. I have noticed that since Saturday afternoon, there's a running total now. 14 players have entered the portal.
Yep.
I don't know what that means. Did they expect to clinch starting jobs on Saturday? That seemingly would have been decided long before Saturday. But 14 players have left the program, and Deion Sanders said he was going to bring his Louis, meaning his Louis Vuitton luggage of new players.
Yep.
He's got them. At least last count, I think 42, counting recruits. It looks like either these guys are being run off, or they're going to have to be replaced. Or Deion doesn't care. These are the guys he wanted gone.
Right. Yeah, it's one of the two. You mentioned the Pac-12. I was talking the other day about media contracts, and I said, "Look, timing means everything." And I said, "Okay, the NBA contract." That's a must-have. The college football playoffs a must-have.
Yep.
The Pac-12 UFC. Is nice to have. Women's basketball tournament's nice to have. Am I being fair about that?
Yeah, the UFC, a must-have. So whoever gets it. I'm not saying ESPN, but ESPN is saving up and keeping its powder dry for the NBA.
Yep.
UFC's out there. I think there are a couple of others. But I think you've said what I've said for a while now. It's come to the point where television doesn't need the Pac-12. Will they be on somewhere? Sure, they will be. They even be on ESPN for the majority of the games. But the main stakeholders don't need the Pac-12. The economy is a problem. Layoffs and streaming giants like Apple, Amazon, Google, and ESPN and Disney that were unforeseen in this process, that adds to the consternation. So, you know, and the Big 12 got right in there and took the windows that the Big 10 had with ESPN. So there's no need for any of it. I'm talking about Fox, ESPN, Turner, whoever, NBC, whoever you want to put on there. They don't need the Pac-12. I'm not saying they won't be on. I'm just saying they don't have any leverage to negotiate. And what? How does that shake out when that number, if and when that number is significantly below the Big 12, and one of those schools says, you know what, Brett, your mark in the Big 12, we like your security. You're good for at least seven more years.
Exactly. And that's how they look at it. Must have, and you mentioned UFC. I'm glad you did. Must have. Nice. Timing means everything in this. And the timing for the Pac-12 and even for the women's basketball tournament, because they want to separate, the timing is great in that they had great ratings for the championship game and a semifinal, but not great in terms of the landscape, especially on the day where ESPN is starting layoffs.
Yeah, oh, no question. It's just not a good environment to be doing this. Now, the women, I think the women are going to be broken off the basketball. I think
that's
they're
right.
going to get their own deal.
They will.
But again, there's not that much money. If you're thinking about, well, let's begin, I'll go back a second. 2000, I forget what year it was. It's been a while. Mark Emmert bundled all the major sports. All the minor sports.
I want to say he did it like in 12 or 13 or something like
that. Yeah. To ESPN for $30 million. For all of them.
Yep.
Hockey, basketball, volleyball. Gymnastics. Look what those sports have become. So now the membership is saying, hey, this is way undervalued. What are we doing here? So we know what you said about the women is true. They've blown up basketball. They probably deserve their own deal. Is there enough money left for the Frozen Four to get its own deal?
Right.
Gymnastics to get its own deal? I don't know the answer to that question. But what I'm saying is, I think the big picture here, and I talked to Charlie Baker about it, the new president of the NCAA, who's very sensitive to criticisms that the NCAA as a whole is not valuing itself properly. Sponsorships, this kind of stuff. Because the money, 85 to 90% of the money comes from the men's basketball tournament, and everything else comes from other stuff for the NCAA budget. How do the members know that they're getting as much money as they can for the bang of their buck? So that's why you're going to see this stuff happen.
Yeah, and that's why it will happen. You mentioned happy draft week. Just one quick note. What I always love about the last 10 days before the draft is that you start hearing from people who say, I've heard that. I've heard that. I've heard that. And you and I both know they have no sources.
Well,
we've heard, and they don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I mentioned it because it's in my hometown, so I get to cover.
Yeah, I know. This is great.
Yeah, it'd be fun. But the people pooping all over C.J. Stroud now—that's the thing.
Yes.
This S2 test that I never heard of.
I never heard of it either.
Didn't know about the S2. Could that be just a false flag sent out by some team to degrade him so he falls to another team? You know, I don't know. I mean, everything about C.J. Stroud, I love. But now, have you ever heard of this? He's not only a product of the system, he'll never play with an offensive line that good. He'll never play with receivers that good. Well, guess what? That's why those teams are at the top of the board. Because these are going to the you-know-what team. They're bad teams. None of the Bryce, you think Bryce Young's going to be in a good team? Panthers aren't good. So I think that argument kind of doesn't hold water.
Well, I always love that because Trevor Lawrence, exactly what is his offensive line situation with the Jacksonville Jaguars? I mean, come on, cut me a break. I mean, all I know is that I sat down, and obviously I did two C.J. Stroud games in person, okay, for obvious reasons. And he was terrific in both of them. And then I looked at the game he had against Michigan State when they had the really good year, and he was terrific in that, and I saw the Georgia game. Hey, that's pretty much my scouting report, Dennis. I'm good.
Pretty damn good. Yeah, I know this, Steve. If you got a quarterback, you got a chance. And if you're in the AFC going against Trevor Lawrence, yep. Patrick Mahomes, do I have to name them all? And you're the Texans sitting there going, well, did we take Will Anderson or did we take C.J. Stroud? I know which way I'm going.
Yeah.
Because you got to match up. You got to match up there first. You have to, because the NFL now has gone from a league to me that was 13-10 going into the fourth quarter of every game to now you have to have the ability to win a shootout. You just have to. Look at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a dang shootout.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, by the width of a hair, had the better quarterback. May not have even had that. I thought Jalen Hurts may be outplayed.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's your difference. Great. You got a quarterback, you got a chance. There's my scouting report.
Well, how dare you simplify sports? All right. So, how dare you? Come on, we're supposed to be complicated here.
That's all we do, right?
That's right. All right. That's why he and I, Dennis and I, forever, we both have the ability to sit there and go, look, it's actually this simple. Dennis, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. Can't wait to talk to you again.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much.
You bet. Dennis Dodd. All right. Speaking of the ability to overcomplicate sports, how are you?
I'm better now, yeah.
Okay, good. Deshaun Watson, 100% of his contract guaranteed. Aaron Rodgers, 67%. Jalen Hurts, 60%. Russell Wilson, 51%. Daniel Jones, 51%. These are guarantees. Jimmy Garoppolo, 46%. Kyler Murray, 45%. Derek Carr, 40%. Matthew Stafford, 39%. Geno Smith, 36.4%. And I loved what Jalen Hurts said today at his press conference. He says, the money's nice, obviously. He says, but nothing replaces winning.
Total mic drop moment right there.
Not really. It was just a nice thing to say. I mean, it's not a mic drop moment. You got it's like, just stop with the mic. Hey, boom. No, I don't think so. It's like, I think it was sincere. That's not a mic drop moment. Has a lot of like stuff that's not sincere. That was sincere. So that's what I liked about it, was that I think that really is who Jalen Hurts is.
Totally agree.
I think he just wants to win. And so at Oklahoma, he didn't quite get there. Last year, he didn't quite. There's a lot of not quite there with him. I'm joking, okay? I'm kidding you. I'm just doing it to get under, Yeah.
No, so by the way, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Go Pirates, go, man. Best record in the National League. Better record than your team.
No, unbelievable.
I'm thrilled for them. I'm happy for all the Pirates. I know we're going over time here. Like, I could care less about the other stuff. But you can do whatever you want. I really don't.
I'm happy for the Pirates, too. It's fun.
If they can continue to do well, it's a beautiful ballpark. If the ballpark is phenomenal. But they will come out in droves this summer to watch them.
Oh, they will. It's getting close to feeling like 2012, 2013, 2014. That whole entire two-three-year run, and I was in college in Clarion at the time, so I was on that side of the state. It was fun. It really was.
No, and look, those fans are aching for something good to go out and see it. And I'm thrilled for them. Thrilled beyond words that they're off to this kind of start. Somebody said to me, I said that the other day, and somebody said to me, yeah, well, he said, I can't believe you said that. They beat your Red Sox. I said, care. The heck, I don't care. I said, I think that it's okay to praise. They beat them, they swept them, they deserve it. I said, so I'm not in the fetal position about my teams like some fans are. I just don't get that way anymore. I stopped doing that a long time ago. I said, I can look at somebody and go, you know what? You're darn good. And I'm giving a lot of credit. They're darn good. I give them and they're doing it without O'Neill Cruz. All right, we'll take a break. We got all this really important stuff we got to get in. Blah, 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 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto Home Life Business. Boat, motorcycle, RV. They take care of it all. And do everything they can to save you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. It's all credit to Jalen Hurts. Great press conference today where he talked about getting his new deal and says, look, he says, you know, he has mixed emotions about it. He said it's a 5-year extension worth $255 million. And he said he's thankful for the financial windfall, but just so hungry to achieve more in the field. He said money's nice, championships are better. You know? Now, if that's the case, you should have played for his rookie contract, you know, but you know, he took the cash. Just kidding. But, you know, this guy has earned his money. And I'm talking about a relative scale. I mean, you know, let's face it, to all you people driving out there who work and bust your backsides each day, you're like, yeah, all right. Yeah. But in a relative sense, in his league, in his business, he's earned his money. And about 60% of it will be guaranteed over time. And look, last season, with everything going on, to be honest with you, I mean, in terms of who was the most valuable player in the league, he probably was the most valuable player in the league. He was the difference between the Eagles being good and getting to the Super Bowl. Now, you can say that about Mahomes, too, because Mahomes isn't playing. I mean, are the Chiefs getting to the Super Bowl? I mean, Chad Henne is good, but Chad Henne has since retired. In fact, Chad Henne was here last month, as a matter of fact. He was here for Pro Day. I feel like I always say things that surprise Matt. As I tried to explain to everybody when Gardner Minshew had to take over, I said, this isn't going to be pretty. Did you win either game?
No.
No. I didn't think so. Golly. 22 games for the Yankees this year. They played 16 at home. What the heck? Jeez. Frank, do they even know where the airport is? What's going on here? Set that schedule up. They did everything they gave them a chance to succeed, and they're only 13-9. All right. Really not that great. Considering they've been doing nothing but playing at home. In fact, you know the weird thing is? Like tonight's game, right? I guess they were going to start early, and the Yankees went out to take the field, and the Twins had to look at him and say, no, actually, you're up first. What?
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Your group scares me. Rangers up 2-1. Leafs up 2-1. Vegas up 2-1. And Colorado up 2-1. NBA, Heat up 2-1. Lakers up 2-1. Those are the games tonight. The Sixers are the only ones right now that are home free. They swept New Jersey. At least what was left of New Jersey. God, Irving and Durant combined for no points in the series. What defense? No?
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Just, you know, checking in on that. Sacramento's De'Aaron Fox, fractured finger. They think he might be able to play game five. There are so many injuries in this thing. So many injuries. Every time you turn around, somebody's hurt. Giannis is hurt. Embiid's hurt. And, you know, now Fox is hurt. Kawhi Leonard hurt.
So much for load management.
It's like, well, Fox played all year.
Other than Fox, right. Yeah.
Fox played 70-plus games this year. He played like 75, 76, 77 games, some number like that. Fox played a ton. And yeah, I think Giannis played most of the year, didn't he? I think when he was out because he was hurt. I think. But, you know, and Embiid didn't do much load management this year, did he?
It wasn't as much, no. I guess this is more toward Kawhi.
You think about Kawhi, not
yeah.
Kawhi does. No
yeah,
doubt.
This is more toward Kawhi. But, I mean, there were still some games that Embiid did not play. But he definitely played more back-to-backs than he has in his entire career. And he has been relatively healthy until this point.
Yeah. Let me just see. How many games did he play this year? I think he played more than 70, right? Ding, 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 ding. No, he didn't. He's played 66. So he would have qualified for the MVP race under the new rules. You know, those rules go into effect when the CBA starts. But he would have qualified at 66 games. So... And, of course, was the NBA scoring leader at 33 a game?
Correct.
So, and could be back for game one. Knee injury.
It'd be nice if the Hawks can push this another game, but I don't think that's going to happen. So if Boston takes care of business tomorrow, game one would be Saturday.
Okay, whatever.
But if Atlanta pushes it an extra game, game one as of now would be Monday. But looks like it'll be a Saturday start if Boston takes care of business, which I think it will.
So that is the story there with that. I mentioned the Pirates earlier. You've got to give them all the credit in the world for what they've done to this point. They're, 16-7? And they lead the Central by a half game over the Brewers. And I give them all the credit in the world for getting off to this kind of start. Now, look, are they facing Murderers Row? Look, there's a lot of Cincinnati Reds in there and things like that. But guess what? You got to play them anyway, right?
Not only that, too. If they were that bad of a team, they probably would have... They wouldn't have swept them, number one, but maybe they lose 2 out of 3 because they just didn't play their best or they stunk that badly. They swept the Rockies with ease. They have won all but maybe 1 or 2 games against the Reds that they've had this year. So if you're going to be a good team, you have to beat those teams consistently, and they've done that so far.
Yeah.
So I think that argument's completely irrelevant at this point because we didn't think the Pirates are going to be this good.
No, I give them all the credit in the world. And not only that, they're a fun team to watch. I mean, they are a fun team to watch. And if they are still successful, you know, once we get into June, July, they're going to come out in droves to see that team play. Because, look, it's a beautiful ballpark. It's a great setting. Fun to be in. The whole deal.
Not only that, too, but this will be the first time that the Pirates, it would be, that the first time that the Pirates would be good, and it's all to them. Because during those years of between 2012 and 2014, the Pens were still very much relevant, and you had their Stanley Cup playoff runs aside from that, and the Steelers were still pretty good then. Both those teams are not relevant right now. So it's all on the Pirates in the summer if they keep this going. I think it is regardless, but especially if they keep this going.
Well, at least until training camp starts.
Exactly.
So, like, let's get to the C.J. Stroud piece that I was talking about earlier. I'll be honest with you. I have never heard of the S2 test. Have you? I've never heard of it.
Me neither. I'm losing brain cells over this. Like, stop it.
They took Wunderlich away, and I guess the S2 is about quick decision-making or something like that, I guess. I don't know. It measures how fast a player can process information and make decisions. And I guess that Bryce Young actually got the best score. According to them, out of quarterbacks on a 100-point scale, Young got a 98. Stroud got an 18. Okay.
I'd be curious where Will Levis had it, Anthony Richardson. Like, I'd be curious about those guys, too.
My guess is Will Levis. Look, Will Levis, in his first ever course at Penn State, it was a summer course, got a B. Okay. Do you want to know how many he had after that? None. He had nothing but A's until he graduated here. And he got his degree before he left here for Kentucky. Will is really, really smart. In terms of, like, just pure brain power, he's got it. So I'll say that about Will. Now, maybe the process to on the field, we'll see. But here's the difference between this job interview and other job interviews. Right? So you go in for a job interview. I don't care where it happens to be. I don't care if you're trying to get a job at Geisinger, you're trying to get a job at Weiss. And, you know, look, you have resumes, you have, you know, people who might know you, you have recommendations, things like that, right? The difference between that job interview and this job interview is they have tape of you doing your job. And this is what I find, and Dennis is right. Like, this could be somebody floating something because they want him, or they're trying to keep him away from somebody. And as I say all the time on the show, I always love to. I heard. Right. Okay. As somebody who's like more on the inside of a couple of things, like the two teams I'm around in particular. Right, you get to understand pretty quickly, I heard, is a bunch of BS. Okay? You sit there and go, I mean, you know, you don't think I don't hear things all the time where people say to me, I heard, and I'm looking at them, I go, that's not true. No. Here is what trumps all. November 20th, 2021. Michigan State is on a roll, right? Michigan State in 21 had an excellent team. Peach Bowl, beat Pitt, won 11 games, right? 32 of 35, 432 yards, 6 touchdowns. Last October here in Beaver Stadium. Remember, Penn State with 8.5 minutes goes winning the game, playing really a great game. He still ended up 26 of 33, 354 yards. Georgia. Nobody can beat Georgia. Nobody can. They're the best. Nobody can beat that defense. Best defense. They got 5,000 first-round NFL picks on that defense. 23 of 34, 348 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions, 41 points. I don't care what the S2 test says. This tells me the dude can play. Okay? Guess what? Georgia's defense is excellent for a college defense. Penn State's defense is excellent for a college defense. And Michigan State's defense the year before was excellent for a college defense. And he put up sterling numbers against all three. Now, they aren't NFL teams. I got it. And would I pick Bryce Young first? Yes, and I've said that since January, that Bryce Young would be the first guy I would pick. But don't tell me this guy is some sort of, like, oh, I mean, cut me a break. I'm not his agent or anything like that, but I've seen these guys play. I've seen them play in person. I've done their games. I've done a couple of C.J. Stroud games. Obviously, I did a bunch of Will Levis games, practices, everything like that. I know. You know. You just sit there and go, okay, great.
He got a 93, by the way, according to Bleacher Report, Will Levis. Anthony Richardson got 79. Herndon Hooker got 46.
Okay. I told you Will would score well.
Yeah.
I
mean, based on that, definitely not surprising then.
Will's got a brain. I mean, really, Will is really smart. I mean, and his major was finance. I mean, his major was finance. This guy didn't go out there and go, hey, you know, great, I'm going to, you know, and pick some major that, you know, like anybody can skate through. Nope. Finance. Knows what he's doing. I mean, he's good, you know, good player. But, I mean, look at the games. The games can tell you who can play. Anthony Richardson at 53.8% has got to tell you something. I don't care what his shuttle is. I don't care about the long jump. I don't care about the broad jump. They don't stop the game and have those competitions. It's about playing. It's about performance. That's what it's about. That's why you see so many teams go after free agents now. Why do they go after free agents? They're already proven at the level who can play. 10 years ago, Joe Flacco was the highest paid player in the NFL, $20.1 million. Jalen Hurts now at 51. That's a 154% increase. How about that? Never thought you'd hear Joe Flacco's name in the same sentence with Jalen Hurts, would you?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
And he has a Super Bowl ring.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
You didn't want to hear that part, did you?
Still hurts a little, yeah.
Oh, your teams do that to you every time. I mean, you ought to be used to it by now. It should be rolling off your back. All right. You know? I mean the Blue Jays won again yesterday. Not exactly a great weekend for you.
Yeah, first series loss of the year. Yeah.
I see something there, Ed. How's the billion-dollar man doing here? Let's just check out here. I'm sure he's in the lineup tonight. Because I know they want to keep him in the lineup as long as they can until he goes on the IL for 40 days. No? Oh, he's at 286. Oh, that's his away average. Ding, 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 ding. That's his away average. He's hitting 282. No, I'm sorry. He's hitting 244. His career average is 282. Not exactly Hall of Fame-esque. 244. Hmm.